Now comes greaseless dishwashing. For sparkling glasses, dishes, and silverware without wiping, change to Glim, G-L-I-M, Babbo's new liquid dishwashing product. Makers of Babbo present Laura Lawton, the amazing story of a woman who doesn't know whether she's a widow or a wife deserted by her husband. Ladies, here's how you can prove the exciting results of Babbo's new nationwide survey. Make this test and see if you don't save over one half hour a day. Get a can of Babbo, but keep your present cleanser. Just use Babbo instead. First, notice that Babbo is white, stays white even when wet. Next, use Babbo on your pots and pans and to clean up the sink. Check how quickly you're through. Use Babbo to clean your bathroom tiles and fixtures, to clean painted woodwork, to remove finger marks from doors. See if you don't save more than one half hour's cleaning time each day. And notice how little Babbo you have to use. Then I make this unusual suggestion. Take your former cleanser off the shelf and just try to use it. We ask nothing more, for we feel sure when you've made your own comparisons, you'll buy Babbo from then on. Here's why we make this challenge. Today, grease causes 90% of your daily scouring. Babbo dissolves grease, then dirt and stains wipe gently off. It's easy, safe, fast. You're through with astonishing speed. Try it. Today, get B-A-B-O, Babbo, and make your own test. And now, Laura Lawton, who since the disappearance of her husband holds a strange position for a woman, the head of a shipyard. Laura Lawton believes her husband, Peter, did not commit suicide, though the rest of the world does. And Kevin Farr, though he knows he is jeopardizing his position as key man in the shipyard, is determined to prove to Laura that the people with whom she is dealing in an attempt to reach her husband are blackmailers. Now, it's evening. At the shipyard, all the offices are dark, except Kevin Farr's. Suddenly, the door to his office opens, and the correct and dignified form of an English manservant appears.
Hodge, hello. Good man. I might have known you'd come.
Good evening, Mr. Farr. I came as soon as I could. My new employer was not at home when you phoned me, so I had to wait to explain to him where I was going.
Huh? That's very good of you to come, Hodge.
Should anything arise concerning Mr. Peter or his wife, Miss Laura Lawton, I feel obliged to drop everything to take care of the matter, sir.
Well, that's most loyal of you.
I was devoted to Mr. Peter, sir. I was his valet for many years. I felt he's going very badly.
Of course.
And as for Miss Laura, I have great admiration for her. She's a real lady.
And a very unhappy one, Hodge.
She still grieves for him?
Terribly.
If it isn't being too curious, Mr. Farr, does Miss Laura believe that Mr. Peter is alive, that he did not drown?
Yes, she does, Hodge.
I'm sorry to hear that. It would be better for her to accept the situation now, don't you think?
Oh, I agree with you. But right now, Miss Laura has been contacted by some people who claim to be able to get in touch with Mr. Peter.
Is that a fact?
Now then, here's where you come in, Hodge. The thing that has convinced Miss Lawton that these people are sincere is the fact that they gave her a little notebook that belonged to her husband, a little address book.
Is that so, sir?
Yes, she carries it with her now as a kind of a talisman. It's an ordinary little leather address book. She gave it to him and wrote a little sentiment inside it. It's unmistakably authentic.
I know such a little book.
Hodge, do you recall when Mr. Peter last had it?
That would be difficult, sir.
Well, Hodge, what I'm trying to show is that it's not such proof as Miss Lawton thinks that the book could have gotten into the hands of anyone.
And it could, sir.
You think so, Hodge? How?
I valeted Mr. Carver for many years, Mr. Farr. I know his habits. He had a dozen little notebooks such as the one you described. Kept them in bureau drawers, desk drawers, pockets.
I see.
Mr. Peter was very careless about things like that. He might have left it in a suit.
Where are Mr. Peters' clothes now, Hodge? What happened to them after the alleged suicide?
Miss Laura and I made an inventory, Mr. Farr. Most of them are in storage.
I see.
All the good things Miss Laura refused to dispose of.
Uh-huh. Well, did you give any away? I mean, usually when you go through a pile of wearing apparel like that, some things are given away.
Oh, yes. Yes, indeed. A good batch of clothing went to charitable organizations for disposal.
I see.
I kept a record of all of them, though.
Hodge, you're the man of the year. In other words, you know where Mr. Peters' clothing went.
Yes, sir.
Now, the notebook may have been in one of the suits you gave away. It's a long shot, Hodge, but it's worth trying.
You mean, sir, that you can trace through the charitable organizations as to what they did with the garment?
Exactly.
I have my record book with me, sir.
This is too good to be true.
Yes. Right here. A sad date. It was the last day I worked in the penthouse. Here is the entry.
Uh-huh.
2 3-piece suits, including waistcoat, that is, to the Downtown Men's Athletic Association. 3 sports jackets.
Hodge, could you possibly lend me that notebook for an hour or so? Oh,
yes, indeed, sir.
I think I may get somewhere with this, but I need a little professional help.
Will you keep in touch with me, sir? I should like to know developments.
I'll keep in touch. Don't worry, Hodge. You're more than a valet. You're a great man. You're a really great man.
Kevin Farr is jubilant as he feels he has a lead toward proving that the people Laura is dealing with are really blackmailers. In the meantime, at Laura's cottage outside Washington, Laura's talking with her secretary, May Case.
May, when Kevin Farr said those things to me, he was angry. He wanted to hurt me.
Laura, he wanted to hurt you in order to make you see the truth.
Oh, how does he intend to prove to me that it's the truth? May, it's very possible that Kevin doesn't want Peter to be found because it would mean the end of his connections with the shipyards.
It's a rather ugly accusation, Laura, that he would keep you from finding your husband in order to hold his own job.
Well, I didn't mean it as severely as all that. I want to stop talking about it, if you don't mind, May. I must stop talking about it, or I'll be very miserable.
Very well, Laura.
What's far more important than anything right now is the shipyard Christmas party.
It's going to be a good one this year, Laura.
The presents are all wrapped now, aren't they?
Wrapped and ready, Laura. This will probably be the biggest Christmas party we've ever had. All the war babies are old enough to come now, you know. It's going to be rather lovely for them.
I shall want to see the movies you take of it all, May.
You won't come to the party yourself?
No, May, that I couldn't do. The emptiness would be too awful.
I wouldn't question your decision about something like this, Laura.
I'll leave the office tomorrow about noon. The party will begin later.
I'll come to the cottage.
You'll do nothing of the kind, May. After you've taken care of the party, you'll go right to your sister's, as you always do, and you'll have a Merry Christmas. Now, please.
Laura, I can't let you be alone this Christmas Eve.
Well, I'll have Manny Carstairs.
Who is no help. So many times I think you should have someone more competent than Nanny.
May, it would break her heart if I sent her away now. She needs to be needed, and I indulge her in it. I have to figure a way for her to let me do my own laundry, poor darling. She can hardly see, and she's beginning to scorch the blouse.
Oh, Laura!
Now, think of her as a counter-irritant. Perhaps if I get annoyed at Nanny and I have to work harder when I come from the office, I'll sleep better.
You're still not sleeping?
Time will cure that. Time and other things.
I won't ask if there's been any further word from these people about Pete.
No, please don't. Let's not talk about any of it, please. Let's get back to the Christmas party. Now, let's see, there'll be plenty of candy and plenty of cookies.
Yes, dear?
Good. Oh, it must be a wonderful party, May. It must be the most wonderful party the shipyard's ever had.
While Laura plans the shipyard Christmas party, Kevin Farr enters the office of Inspector Burke of the Bureau of Missing Persons.
Inspector, I'm in luck to find you still in your office.
I was just going home.
I won't keep you. It's about Laura Lawton.
I see. They haven't rounded those people up yet, have they? I've been busy on other cases here. I haven't had a chance to see what the other department's doing.
They're biding their time, because if they did pick them up, there'd be no real evidence yet.
No, there wouldn't be. Miss Lawton wouldn't testify against them.
I'm sure she wouldn't.
She's a very lovely lady. She's an unhappy creature. She's in love with her husband. There's some reasonable doubt that he did commit suicide. That he did drown. Not enough for anyone else to be impressed, but for her it's enough.
You're very understanding, Inspector Burke. Now, look here. Could you help me out? The notebook that I told you about, the notebook these people gave her as proof that her husband was alive, could have been left in a suit which found its way to a charitable organization.
Are you asking me that as a question?
No, I'm making a statement. Hodge, Peter's butler valet, admits it. Says Peter was careless with things like that. And after you people dismissed the case, saying it was apparent suicide, Hodge sent some of his clothes to a few places in town as donations.
Go on.
Well, it occurred to me that if we could connect some of Peter's clothing to these blackmailers that are stringing Laura along...
I bet you always wanted to be a detective.
Am I being absurd?
You're being uncommonly smart, my friend. But you need professional help. Push that phone over here.
What are you going to do?
Sign you someone to track down those clothes for you.
Oh, I'm very grateful, Inspector.
Confidentially, I want to help Laura Lawton. She's a nice girl. I want to do what I can for her. Sergeant, put me through to Lieutenant Duffy.
What will be the outcome of this newest strategy of Kevin Farr's? If Kevin is correct and the notebook proves to be a coincidence and not proof of Peter still being alive, what will it do to Laura Lawton? Ladies, the results of Babbo's new nationwide survey are now in. And housewives report that Babbo saves, on the average, more than one half hour a day compared to other cleansers. Babbo was voted most economical, too. The reason? Well, grease causes 90% of daily scouring. And Babbo dissolves grease. With grease gone, the dirt wipes off thoroughly, safely. You need use only a little Babbo and you're through fast. So switch to Babbo, B-A-B-O. Get two cans, one for the bathroom, another for the kitchen. Ladies, we now offer you a brand new Babbo product. A marvelous liquid that cuts your dishwashing time in half.
It's Glim, G-L-I-M. And if you haven't tried it yet, do so today. You'll find dishwashing is faster and easier than ever before.
Glim gives you greaseless dishwashing, even in hardest water. There's no grease film on the water, no grease left on dishes, no grease ring around the sink or dishpan. Glim gives you greaseless dishwashing.
You simply take the cap off the Glim bottle, fill it, then pour the liquid into empty sink or dishpan. Turn water on full force and wash your dishes in rich instant suds. Then rinse and rack. That's all. Your dishes, glasses, silverware dry sparkling bright without wiping.
Glim is far more economical than soaps and powders. You use so little that a single bottle is plenty for 50 dishwashing.
And Glim is as kind to your hands as beauty soap.
Try it. Today at your grocer's, get the bottle with the red label that says Glim, G-L-I-M, Glim, for greaseless dishwashing. What might have been a very lonely Christmas Eve is saved by an unexpected visitor to the home of Laura Lawton. This is Ford Bond speaking and asking you to join us on this same station at the same time tomorrow when Laura Lawton will again be brought to you by Babbo, the grease dissolving cleaner, and by Glim, the amazing liquid that gives you greaseless dishwashing. Tomorrow morning to This is Nora Drake. heard over most of these NBC stations.
This is NBC, the national broadcasting company.